Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily Weekly Outlook for Monday, August 7th. This week, the markets will be looking towards Thursday's WASDE report. Average estimates, according to a Bloomberg survey, have U.S. corn production at 13.807 billion bushels on a yield of 165.9 bushels per acre for corn. For soybeans, a crop of 4.203 billion bushels on an average yield guess of 47.4 bushels per acre. These yield estimates are down from the July report, where corn was at 170.7, soybeans at 48 bushels an acre. The spring wheat crop is estimated to be 390 million bushels. That's down 33 million bushels from the previous 423. And the winter wheat crop is estimated slightly changed there, 1.278 billion bushels versus the USDA's previous estimate at 1.279. Ending stocks, average guess for corn, 1.940 billion bushels versus the USDA's previous 2.325. And for soybeans, estimate at 433 million bushels versus previously guessed at 460 million. And the wheat ending stocks are estimated at 902 million bushels versus 938 million previously. So with that housekeeping out of the way, take a look at the markets right now. We've got Dease corn up 4 cents at 385. Dease wheat up 3.5 cents at 486. Kansas City December up about 3 cents at 490 and a quarter. And Minneapolis December wheat up a nickel at 734 and a quarter. We've got November soybeans up 8 and a quarter cents at 965. Markets will also be looking for this afternoon's crop progress report. We're looking for a steady to 1 point lower rating in good to excellent for corn, down from 61% last week. Beans are looking to be steady to a 1 percentage point higher from last week's 59%, and the spring wheat crop could be up 1 to 2 points from last week's 31%. And then a lot of this obviously all depends on the weather moving forward. We're higher today as there was less coverage than expected over parts of eastern Nebraska, south and western Iowa, central Illinois as well. And rain looks to be lacking in these about 30% of the Midwest over the next 7 to 10 days. And during that period, there will be further showers, but a little bit south of where it is actually needed. So, again, the theme for this week, as it ought to be in August, is the weather and then holding out for the USDA report. That's about all I have. If you'd like to reach Top Third, you can call us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.